From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller, reporter. Violent demonstrators in Tanzania, angry with economic hard times, including new government price hikes for staple items and gasoline, are defying threats of a crackdown. Matthew Larentana reports.
It's hard times for many in Tunisia. The government's recent decision to increase prices on staple items and gasoline and impose new taxes is just too much for some. At least 20 locations, including Tunis, have been hit by the protests since they started on Sunday. Around 600 arrested. This is the ninth government to take power since 2011's Arab Spring, when protesters overthrew their authoritarian leader.
That was reporter Matthew Larentana. The foreign ministers of Germany, France, and Britain, as well as the EU's top diplomat, made a joint plea to preserve the Iranian nuclear deal. EU policy chief Federica Mogherini.
The deal is working. It is delivering on its main goal, which means keeping the Iranian nuclear program in check and under close surveillance.
The foreign ministers of Germany, France, and Britain and Mogherini said there was no alternative to the deal and that sanctions should remain lifted. While U.S. President Donald Trump calls the 2015 pact the worst deal ever negotiated. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was naturalized as an Ecuadorian in December at his request, Ecuador's foreign minister said on Thursday, adding that she was seeking a dignified and just solution to his problems in Britain. The UK has refused a request by Ecuador for Assange to be given diplomatic status. This is VOA News. UN Human Rights Chief